All right, 94.7 Buck FM. Look who's joining me over here, the lovely, the talented Cheryl from the Jerome Chamber. How are you?
Good morning. I'm a little tired this morning, but we're here.
Yeah, and we're on Facebook. I got to move out of the way because the better picture is behind me there. Okay, there you go. All right, Cheryl from the Jerome Chamber. And, of course, every week we get together, we talk about business of the week, and then you just have a little uplifting message for us. And today, opportunities. In a time of crisis.
The Chinese word for crisis is composed of two different words. The first is danger and the other is opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever we're faced in crisis, I mean, you know, we kind of have that fear first.
Right.
Right. You know, but the question is do we seek the opportunities that help build our resilience and our creativity and helps our connections.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are three types of leaders or personalities that we can relate to.
Right. Okay.
So the first one is are you the fear-based leader?
Fear-based, yeah.
Right. You know, so are you the one who's ruled by emotion and gets overwhelmed and blames everybody else?
Yeah. Okay. And a lot of people, that is their motive.
Well, you know, and let's say that when you do face a crisis in your personal life or in your professional life,
right,
you're going to move through all three of these stages. The question is how long do you stay in the stage, or do you leave if the fear stage and move on to the next
move
stage?
Move on to the next thing,
right?
Yeah.
So the next one is the sideline
leader.
The sideline leader.
It'd be kind of a coach, wouldn't it?
The sideline leader, I like to think of the ostrich.
Yeah.
Okay. They're the ones who stand on the side, stick their head in the sand, and decide they're going to wait and just see if it's going to just magically go by itself.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sideline opportunity.
And then the opportunity leader is the one who sees the growth potential,
right,
understands that there is a risk involved,
right,
but is still willing to take that bad situation and learn and grow from it.
All right.
And so, you know, how we react to the times of crises is really important. John Maxwell said it best when he said that the pessimist complains about the wind.
Okay.
The optimist expects it to change.
Okay. Half full, half empty.
Yeah. And the leader adjusts the sails. So the question is, Paul, will you adjust the sails? So
adjust the sails. Yeah, I think I do. I really do. I move along, whatever, you know. It just point me in the direction. You know what? We went over the river and through the woods and found a business of the week.
We did. We went over the river and ended up going through the woods. But I did have to do a shout out because, you know, we are here in Jerome and we focus on Jerome, but we do have a lot of businesses across the canyon that have been longtime supporters of the Jerome Chamber.
Okay.
And so this week we did go across the canyon, across the river to Galaxy Awards and Engraving.
Okay.
And Gary has been fantastic. He does all of our chamber awards.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
And the name tag that you have for the ambassador name tag.
Yeah.
We get those from Gary.
I have one of those.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I'm excited. So, okay, so say hey to Gary if you're over there.
Congratulations to Gary, and we just wanted to let our twin businesses know that we still appreciate them as well, too.
All right, so this being the 21st, the 29th is the next thing on the list of calendars. And Farmers Insurance Member Appreciation.
Yeah, this is their second annual one. And it's going to go from 4 to 8 p.m. He's expanding it and growing it. So this is going to be food and live music and all sorts of stuff. You can get all the details. There's even giveaways and drawings. So you can get all the details on visitjeromeidaho.com and click on events.
Okay.
But mark your calendars for that.
August 29th. Yep. September 10th. You need to get signed up for this. I'm sure you can make that happen on your website or give them, people give you a call, whatever works.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the Ignite.
That's our Ignite the Leader in You 6-week leadership series. The registration does end August 30th, so you want to get on board with that one right away. And then mark your calendars. Coming up, the next Business After Hours is also going to be a ribbon cutting for a brand new business coming to the community, North Canyon Medical Center.
Okay, and remind everybody where that's out by the freeway, right?
That is out on 93. It's right behind the Comfort Inn, the rebuilt Heritage Plaza building.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen that building, that is the north side. They had right where you people are, where the chamber was a big motel, and it was the north side center, and they tore that down. They put, that was a bank then that turned
into the CSI.
CSI thing and where you guys
yeah,
are at.
So, years ago, somebody had loved the look at that old building.
That was a cool building. I remember
that
it.
Downtown Jerome, and they rebuilt it out there on Highway 93. So North Canyon Medical will be there, and we will be out there on September 16th from 5 to 7. And once again, all this stuff is up on the website.
And you've got a whole bunch of other. I know your calendar is filling once
it's
again.
It's filling up, yeah.
So exciting. And if people want to make contact with you, if they say, hey, you know, we're a business of 300, we should be a member of the chamber. What do they need to do?
They can call me at 208-324-2711.
And you'll get them set up. I know you will drop everything to get them set up. All right, Cheryl, appreciate talking to you. It's been fun.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. Yep.
Like what you just